Jason, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The U.S. economy could be hit with billions of dollars in losses if United Auto Workers go on strike at midnight. Union President Sean Fain says the big three have upped their initial wage offers but rejected other demands. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Detroit.
The Auto Workers Union entered negotiations with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, seeking up to a 40% raise, a 32-hour work week, a return of pensions, and the reversing of concessions made during the Great Recession in 2008.
The union planning targeted walkouts at a small number of plants if negotiations do fall apart today. It would be the first time the unions walked out at all three companies at the same time. New Englanders are bracing for a weakening Hurricane Lee to make possible landfall along the coast this weekend. Last night, they got a taste of what may be to come when a likely tornado touched down in Gloucester, Rhode Island.
The sky got really dark and the wind started to blow ferociously. The trees were blowing back and forth. Branches were flying everywhere.
Winds are expected to ramp up in the Northeast tomorrow. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams says it would be a rare occurrence for a hurricane to hit one state.
The last hurricane to make landfall in Maine was Gerda in 1969.
Breaking news from Greenland. After several failed tries, that cruise ship is finally unstuck. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
It was successfully pulled free by a fisheries vessel. At high tide, the cruise ship and passengers are now headed to a port, and the passengers will be flown home. The cruise ship ran aground on Monday in the northeast of Greenland National Park. There were no injuries, but there were some reported COVID-19 cases.
With Congress in the midst of a budget showdown, President Biden will talk about dollars and cents at an appearance in Maryland today. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Jared Bernstein, who heads the Council of Economic Advisors, says the president will discuss how Bidenomics is working. Well, what he calls MAGAnomics is not.
He'll contrast his agenda with specific policies congressional Republicans have proposed and lay out what those policies would mean in concrete terms for the American people.
Lawmakers have just over 2 weeks to avoid a government shutdown. Retail sales were up more than expected in August. They rose 0.6% from July as higher gas prices boosted receipts at filling stations. Online sales flat. Set your stopwatch. 60 Minutes will become 90 Minutes for six episodes this fall when CBS airs NFL doubleheaders. Executive producer says the decision predates the Hollywood strikes that have left networks scrambling for more content. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The official shift to Waukesha's new water source, Lake Michigan, is expected to occur on Monday.
This long-anticipated transition to Lake Michigan water carries some precautionary measures and advisories. In the short term, authorities say there may be a noticeable chlorine odor and water discoloration. As a temporary measure, it is recommended to remove water filters and bypass water softener systems during this period. The typical homeowner can anticipate an additional monthly cost of $52 by the year 2027. Peach Wabba, Civic Media News.
The city of Wauwatosa has pledged nearly $60 million in funding to support the development of a new apartment complex at the Mayfair Mall. A proposal includes the creation of a TID district that would send money to developers to construct around 900 apartments on the former Boston store site. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media Ontario.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, we're having what I'll call a fireside chat. I guess a talk show host can have a fireside chat if he chooses. But that's what we're having today. And so I'm just wondering why. You know, right now, Kevin McCarthy is being pushed into impeaching President Joe Biden. And never mind, you know, what it takes to impeach a sitting president. The Constitution provides that a president can be impeached for treason. Has Joe Biden created been involved in treason? The answer to that is no. Bribery. Has Joe Biden been involved in bribery? The answer is no. Or other high crimes and misdemeanors? No. So then why are we wasting all of this time demanding that President Biden be impeached? This is the stuff that I'm talking about. There's more than enough issues that we need to be dealing with in the nation that the public theater that is going on has to stop. Well, we got to impeach him. Well, so what? If you impeach him, he's not going anywhere. What have you fulfilled? And yet we've got people, the American people who, impeach him. We got to impeach him. What do you get from that? Nothing. Entertainment. Our nation is at a crossroads. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up first, Calvin?
We have Al from Milwaukee to continue, or we have Ken from Sturgeon Bay waiting on the line.
Okay,
as well.
Let's go to Al. Okay, Al. So Al, you know, how do we get around this?
Well, the Democratic Party and others have to create a media blitz and information blitz to the point where they get the truth out about all of this garbage that the Republicans are trying to put up. All of these are nothing but distractions. They're trying to get people focused on everything except the truth about how well this nation has come since Biden took place. And as I said, when people put all this emphasis on his age, his mind is clear as a bell. And what he's accomplishing is based upon knowledge and experience. And if he has to cut his mobility and stop going all over the world, send somebody who's just as astute as he is to represent him. That's what teamwork is about. That's what this nation was built around.
But what would you say?
I know. Yeah.
So, Al, what would you say to people who respond? He's the president of the United States. This is part of the job. If he's not up to that, then he shouldn't be that.
That's not true. I've been a coach for over 50 years, and in many cases, I have my best assistant coaches step in and do the job sometimes because my health wasn't there or whatever, or I had to be somewhere else. The point is, you put competent people around you to make sure that they understand your mission and what it is you're trying to accomplish and that they're going to follow through and do what you tell them to do.
Hey, Al, do you buy...
Everything I say is about teamwork.
Do you buy that the only person that the Democrats have that could possibly be president of the United States is Joe Biden at this point in time?
No. No, I don't.
Hey.
As long as he's doing the job, other people are not jumping out there trying to push him out. They're trying to follow him and be there for him. But I think there are several people that could step into his shoes and do the job.
Hey.
They're not trying to put him down. They're trying to help lift him up.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. Who do we have up next, Kevin?
We have Ken from Sturgeon Bay.
Good morning to you, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
I'm fine. Your thoughts?
Yes, you keep saying all these great things Joe Biden has done. Can you name one example? Me, off the top of my head, I really can't.
If you can't, well, number one, the nation was in upheaval, and certainly in a very difficult spot. Many people were laid off, jobs were shut down, the nation itself was in peril during COVID, and President Biden stepped up and was able to give resources to corporations that were facing extreme difficulties because of COVID. You don't remember any of those things, sir?
Oh, I do. Exactly. He shut the whole country down for a year. That's why we...
Well, no, he didn't. Are you aware that Donald Trump was the first person who shut it down? Did you know that?
Part of it.
Well, okay. Well, so what are you talking about? Why are you saying he did it? As if there was something... negative. If Donald Trump shut it down and it was okay, so why did you only point out, Joe Biden?
So what you're saying, Joe Biden cured the pandemic?
No, Joe Biden was able to allow our nation to continue to grow and prosper in the face of one of the most difficult pandemics in the history of our nation. That's just a fact.
You call inflation the highest it's been in 50 years?
No, listen, I don't know how many times I have to remind you guys of this. Inflation is global. It's not just in America. Are you aware of that? And apparently you must not be, because if you knew the facts, you would know that in China, in Germany, in Italy, in France, all over the world, inflation is taking place. And inflation in America is at one of the lowest ebbs of it. Are you aware of that?
Can I say?
Yeah, you can always say
Earl,
something.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Yes, you know why the rest of the world inflation the way it is? Because the United States is yet economic power. When the United States economy fails, everybody's economy around the world fails. It's not that hard to understand.
Well,
keep saying inflation around the world. It's caused by the U.S.
So let me ask you, because I really want to ask you this question that I was asking across the board when I began the conversation this morning. You're a conservative, and why can't conservatives have dialogue and conversation with people on the other side without there being some, well, you know, Joe Biden caused inflation. Joe Biden this, Joe Biden that, you know. Donald Trump is the king of everything. Donald Trump is the greatest person. Why can't we have a real dialogue that benefits the American people? Why all of this kind of ridiculous conversation?
Well, what kind of dialogue do you want? Something positive that happened? There's nothing positive going on. He's completely destroying this country.
So Joe Biden himself is one man is destroying the country.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Are you aware of Congress, Senate, you know, the Supreme Court? You know, there's more than one branch of government. To say that one man is the cause of all the things that are happening in the country is too simplistic for me to even have a conversation with you, sir. Because
well,
it's
do you it, realize it, what he did. Can I say something?
Yes.
Do you realize what he did a few days ago? He shut down all the oil contracts in Alaska. So by the end of the month, we'll be paying over $5.50 a gallon.
You know what my response to that is? Are you aware that we are drilling more than any other nation on earth right now for oil? Are you aware of that? No, you're not. Where? Okay, so because you aren't aware of that, you hear some snippets on conservative radio or conservative television, which only focuses on that negative thing, what you call negative, which many of us think is positive. Many of us think we shouldn't be drilling in that pristine area anyway, because we're drilling everywhere else. We're pumping more oil than anybody else in the world right now, and you're not even aware of that.
So how do you explain $4 a gallon in gasoline then? Doesn't make any sense to me, Earl.
Well, do you again? Again, do you understand that Saudi Arabia clearly has decided to cut back their drilling because they wanted the price of oil to rise? So you think Saudi Arabia and their oil production doesn't have any impact on the global scale when it comes to prices of oil?
3 years ago, it didn't.
Okay, all right, man, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. But, you know, it's, Calvin, it's just guys like what's his name?
Ken.
Guys like Ken. Nice enough guy, right? Not a bad guy, but ill-informed, right? Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, no, it's very clear that he has, where he gets his information from has an agenda.
And so he hasn't done enough research himself. He hasn't done his own reading to find out what is actually true. So he only uses snippets that he gets from conservative outlets whose job it is to keep people fired up. And that doesn't benefit any of us. Our nation is in trouble. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can join us. Be right back.
What's up?
Anybody else online?
We had Lynn from Oconomowoc, but she hung up. Yeah, now we have Tom from LA.
Okay.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
But we're coming to a town near you all across the state of Wisconsin.
Mike and Dom kicking it all off in Wausau this Thursday starting at 4 p.m. Live from Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, 1230 AM, 98.9 FM.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 69. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 49 tonight, mainly clear skies. 76 tomorrow, mainly clear. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Just that same number. Listen, we're having a little fireside chat this morning about, you know, where we are as a nation. And clearly, it's not going to get any better as we roll into 2024 and the election cycle. It's only going to get worse. Your thoughts. Who do we have up next, Calvin?
We have Tom from LA.
Hey, Tom. Good morning to you, man. How you doing? Do we have Tom? Okay. But who do we have up next?
We have Mary from Wauwatosa.
Hey, Mary. How you doing, my friend? Oh, Mary, are you there?
Yes, Earl. Normally, I don't get involved in the political.
I know you don't.
I'd like to share a couple of thoughts. My feeling about Mitt Romney is in leaving the legislature is that there's a possibility that he chooses to use the reason of age in passing the reins to a younger generation, rather than admitting he can no longer support the Republicans. I think that's a real possibility.
Well, Mary, I want to, you know, I can't disagree with you, because Mitt Romney has been outspoken against the direction of the conservative movement for a long time now. He was clearly one who was, you know, in their camp, but he's certainly been pushing back against what is the conservative movement today. No question whatsoever. Go ahead.
Possibly we'll hear more from him down the road. And then regarding Joe Biden, I would support him because I value the wisdom of experience, which he has in spades. And if his physical or mental health fail him, you know, in the next term, then there'll be a capable person second in command to take over. That's where I'm at.
You know, as I said before, you know, I'm going to vote for President Biden. But I just think, again, I can only, you know, look at myself, and 5 years is a long time. You know, I look back at some footage of some video stuff of myself. Every now and then, you know, there's some, I don't know, these different sites that will bring up some old videos of you. And I was looking at myself from, you know, 6-7 years ago, and, you know, 6-7 years, you know, things changed with us. And so we're talking, you know, a man that, and I guess you can only take it, you know, one year at a time, or one day at a time, a man who, even if he was able to, you know, get reelected, and it would be 5 years, and he would be 87 years old. And that's a lot of issues and pressures that he's dealing with now at 82, 87, you know. I think it's more to ask of any human being. It's that stress that goes along with that job. Thank you very much for the call. Who do we have up next, Calvin?
We currently do not have anyone else.
Okay. So that's clearly kind of where we are with it. And I, you know, at the root of my whole thought process, again, is we as Americans have to, we've got to handle the situation ourselves. We've got to, who do we have online?
We have Lynn from Oconomowoc.
Hey, good morning to you, Lynn. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, let's put Ken in the right lane right now, because if you shop at Walmart or look at any of your clothing that you purchase or shoes, in 2021, they estimated that Trump's tariffs, which he unilaterally imposed on goods from China, had an impact of $350 billion on imports and exports of the United States. And it costs consumers in the United States $51 billion annually. So in my opinion, the tariffs started out the process of inflation in the country. And people just choose to ignore this. And then regarding age, Trump is only 3 years.
I know, I said that.
Younger, right. And not only is he just 3 years younger, but I talk about mental faculties. I think that man, he cannot stay on topic. He does not respond. He makes up answers. And he was talking about the Panama Canal a few sessions ago. So I don't know how you can compare the two when Joe Biden can get up and give a 40-minute speech. And finally, 4 years ago, I met Kamala Harris at a fundraiser and whispered in her ear that she should run for president. And at that time, she said, as soon as we get Tammy elected. She's very articulate. And I think the party has hamstringed her, because she is an excellent speaker, very dynamic, and she has a great following in California.
Hey, Lynn, thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for listening. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. United Auto Workers are ready to stage a targeted strike at midnight if contract negotiations with Detroit's Big Three break down before the deadline. Jasmine Hickman, union member and mom of two.
We don't want to break our company, but we also want to be paid for our fair wage.
A hurricane watch is in effect for Maine. A larger swath of the New England coast is under a tropical storm watch as a weakening Hurricane Lee approaches. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Midday Saturday to late day Saturday is when the land
landfall occurs, there's going to be gusty winds that stretch a large distance outside the center of the storms.
A luxury cruise ship stuck off Greenland's coast has since Monday is finally on the move. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The MV Ocean Explorer was freed by a Greenland fisheries vessel at high tide. No injuries were reported, and the ship will head to a port for an inspection. The passengers will be flown home.
Company says several have COVID. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In August, the average home sale price in southeastern Wisconsin rose by nearly 10% compared to last year.
The increase is due to a shortage of homes available for sale, with only 870 new home construction permits issued for the month, a significant drop from the previous year. Existing home listings have decreased by almost 20% for the year, but there was a slight increase in August, particularly in Milwaukee County. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says more homes are needed for a healthy market. Nate Wickehout, Civic Media. News.
Beaver Dam is getting a new Generac plant. The power system proprietor is working with the city of Beaver Dam to build a 320,000 square foot facility in the Highway 151 Business Park. Pending city approval, construction is set to start later this year with completion by 2025. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I have to really say that, you know, I'm elated by the callers this morning, and it encourages me because I think, you know, radio, from my perspective, is not about the A-Man Corner. It's not about me coming in and trying to convince you of what I believe and those types of things, because, you know, everybody has their own beliefs, and they should. And so they shouldn't be based on what Earl says, because, I'm just like anybody else. I'm the average American who has an opinion on things, and all of us have an opinion or should have an opinion on things. And when your opinion is colored by what somebody on Facebook says, right, or somebody on one of these other sites, Dr. Fauci is a traitor, well, then you base your ideas and your thoughts and your opinions on a man who's dedicated his life to service, and you say, well, he's no good because somebody else says, or COVID, the COVID vaccine is no good, it's dangerous because somebody on a Facebook post says it. You know, these are the things that, you know, impact and affect us. And it's one of the main reasons why we can't have conversation and dialogue because somebody, you know, who doesn't have the courage to even, you know, put their name on it, are pontificating about things that they don't have any idea of. Calvin, where do we go next?
We have Charles from Green Bay.
Hey, Charles, how you doing, my friend? Thank you very much for listening, as always. Thank you for the call.
Hey, Earl, my concern is this. Kevin, okay, I had to jump off the, you know, I was going to call you, but I had to.
That's okay, man. It's okay.
What about the infrastructure bill? What about the negotiations medicine? I mean, is this guy living in a jar?
Well, you
my
know,
God, you know, he has done so much for the country in less than two years than his predecessor did in four, and he made my taxes go up. The predecessor, okay, made the rich richer. My taxes go up. Your taxes go up. You know, it's like, you know, really?
So, but Charles, you're making, I'm asking, this is what I'm talking about. Your counterpart, in this instance, it was Kevin, Ken, he doesn't see any through the same prism that you're seeing through. He completely disavows everything that you said. And he's not going to even allow those facts to come into his mind. So how do we bring this thing? How do we bring this back to a reality, man?
Okay, how many jobs did Donald Trump create? Or I that's one thing that bothers me. I don't think the government needs to create jobs. I personally think that, you know, the industry and manufacturing should create no jobs. But how many jobs did Donald Trump create during his presidency? Not a whole hell of a lot. How many jobs did Joe Biden create? And, you know, again, I don't agree with that.
Hey, Charles, I know, but how do you get Ken and the Kens on the other side of that to be able to have a dialogue where we can, you know, kind of meet and then say, well, okay, maybe my information is wrong, but we've got to figure out a way to make this work because our nation is in trouble.
It's not in trouble as much as it's in political trouble.
Well, yeah. Well, so
the political trouble is bullshit. Oops, I said something. I should have been bleeped.
No. Go ahead. I understand. No, I understand. Go ahead.
You think about, okay, if all this lying was not being spread all over, you know, the United States by news medias.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We might have a nation that could talk to people. I have people who are friends of mine who are Republicans.
That you can't talk to anymore.
No, I can talk to these people, and, you know, when we have a heated discussion, we shake hands and walk away from each other and say, we'll see you next time, and we'll have a good discussion. Some people are like the bull in the china shop. You let him loose, and he just tears the damn china shop to shreds and doesn't listen to anything. You know, oh, no, that's a lie. That's all propaganda. Wait a minute. Who's promoting the propaganda? And I'll put it in simple terms, the Republican Party.
Hey, Charles.
Because they can't face the truth.
I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Where do we go next, Calvin?
We are still waiting on someone to call.
Okay, that's
so
all right. Okay,
tune
so
in.
That's fine. No, that's fine. You know, that's, again, man, all we're looking to do is, Calvin, is to, this wound has to be healed. This nation if it does not come together, the prospects of the future aren't very bright. And so, yeah, we've got these divides that are being fostered by, you know, some entities for financial gain. And so, you know, when we can't, again, with our neighbors, I know going back decades ago, disagreements I had with people who were on the other side of the ledger. But we could have the conversation, man. We could have the conversation because philosophically we had some differences. But they weren't based on flat-out lies. Right now, these things are based on flat-out lies. Who do we have up?
We have Karina from Milwaukee.
Hey, Karina, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call, as always.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi. Earl, I don't know, something going on with the phone line today.
Yes.
You know what? I don't know really what's going on in the whole America, right? But I see what's happening in Wisconsin. And I hear, because I'm coming from here, more off the European side of the deal, and we do have a lot of trains. So I hear from Democratic and the president, Biden, that we need to push more the train system because all the roads are wonderful, except that diesel getting more and more expensive. So all the producers getting more and more expensive, yet they pushing through the infrastructure, but infrastructure of what? Again, what is more expensive, more roads, and who's doing those roads? Look at that, Michael's company, Republicans. So you sign the infrastructure contract, you push huge amount of money down on your own people, where you are improving something what have to be not improved, but actually return to something else, because the diesel is getting more expensive. Diesel is a heavy and old, very deep oil. And America doesn't have that much oil. You have to buy that oil from somebody else, like Russia or Venezuela or Emirates. And they don't have a good relationship as of right now. So, in Russia, we always said that the construction of the roads is the best way to steal and hide money. What are we doing?
Let me ask you, Karina. You're from Russia, and so you see the divide inside of our nation right now, and the fact that this divide is getting worse is not getting better. Unfortunately, people are looking at each other as if they're enemies. And clearly that's what this is built up to be now. If you aren't with us, you're my enemy. In Russia, they have more than a Democratic and a Republican party. But did the Russian people ever get to a point where we see the American people are right now basically hating one another based on political beliefs? Because anybody who doesn't believe that's where we are in this country, you know, they're living in a vacuum.
Right. It works a little bit different in Russia because of the multiple parties.
Right.
And the way the multiple parties, so the people are not really against each other. It's more people watching the government and telling the government we like it or we don't like it. Now, if government going to heal you from one party or another, that's a different question. But the fact is, see, this is different because there is a motherland. There's the people who've been on this land for thousands of years. Here in America is different because the patriotic healing goes to the American experiment. Not actually land, not actually keeping the same people on the same land. They don't value it. It doesn't exist here. We talk about it, but it's not embedded in the people's mind. Like, for example, simple thing. They're removing the statues right now all over the America. But the doing it, you making the next generation forget. Because if my people experience horror, I want that horror to stand on this square. And from one generation to another, I'm going to pass with my son, with my grandson, and I'm going to tell one generation to another what happened to my people. Now I don't have that. So removing all of it is wiping off the history. Removing the books is rewriting the history. And now you don't even have evidence on the streets. You don't have evidence in everyday life. So you're forgetting next 50 years, you're going to forget completely what happened to these people. And talking to indigenous people of America or talking about African Americans, they would be, oh, what's the big deal?
Hey,
was so long ago.
Hey, Corinna, thank you very much for the call. You know, I in all honesty, the conversation is mourning. Is a conversation that is without question needed, and needs to happen more, but it needs to happen more on, you know, in the halls of the Congress and the Senate, and those people need to know that they are dividing this nation, and they need to know that they've been elected to do the will of the American people and not the other way around, not the American people to do the will of those elected officials. Our nation, whether people believe it or not, is at a crossroads. And no nation outside of this one is going to conquer this nation. You know, we prepared for that. We continue to spend, you know, trillions of dollars militarily because to foolishly lead people to believe that Russia is coming, that China is coming, they're not. Okay? They're not coming. But we won't spend the money necessary to make sure that the American people understand what the real issues are. I got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's come like Threads.
it was the same for about 5 minutes. It was like
a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
Devek.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon.
noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 69. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow. High of 76. Temps a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, all of what I do, is really kind of based on, you know, what happens to the people who come after us. That's kind of where my mind is at. And so I'm fixated on people who come after us and to make sure that they have a better opportunity. I know I had a good one. Okay, and I know that my generation was able to live a good life. But at the rate we're going now, that's not going to be so for the young people who come after us. And I don't know why we can't make that a priority. Calvin, who do we have up?
We have Cindy from Appleton.
Hey, Cindy, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, you were talking earlier about, you know, how we can't seem to come together in this country. And I think that's going to continue until we get out of these extremist modes that we're in.
Right.
Because you can't talk to people anymore. It's kind of a perfect example. Your two callers that are CJ and that Ken, they just seem to have the extreme ideas of, you know, that's how it is. And I'll give you an example. I was talking with a friend last night who is a Republican, although she does support abortion. And she said to me, you need to come to the middle with these people who are pro-life. And I said, how can I come to the middle with people who are telling me what I can and cannot do with my own body? How is there a middle to that? So I think the pro-life people need to come to the middle as well, because I don't want someone telling me what I can and can't do with my body. That shuts me down immediately. I don't want to hear anything else. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, you know, that's exactly it. I mean, the abortion issue clearly is one of those planks that people are not willing to, you know, come up with an answer that works for both. Number one, I think none of us, I don't care who we are, can dictate to other people about what they should do with their lives. How arrogant is it of anybody to tell another human being what their rights are? I mean, it's just ridiculous. In your own mind, you may think that you have that kind of power, but you don't. Well, the Bible says, well, you know, you're not the Bible. And so people, we need to stay in our lanes. If somebody chooses that's what they want to do with their lives, that's their life. And it doesn't involve me, right? I have no right to force my belief on anybody. Well, you know, you gotta follow what Christians say. Well, who says? You don't have all the answers. None of us do. But we have to begin by stop trying to tell somebody, you know, how they should live their lives. It's not up to you and me, right? It's up to the individual.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And listen, I know it's not as simplistic as I'm making it out to be. People who have these views that right now they're right about everything and the other side is wrong about everything, you know, I don't think they're ever going to come together. I'm sorry. I just don't. I mean, it's just the way things are headed. And when you've lived a little bit and when you've been on the earth a little bit, and I think now, what does the Bible say? 70, you know, that's me, 70. I've been here a little while. I've been around people. I've been able to see and listen. And where people are headed right now, especially in this nation, is not a good place. So the conversation has to be had. It must be had. And it must be had continuously until people come to realize that where we are headed right now is not good for the future of this nation. And the future of this nation is not my generation. It's not. Well, since the future of this generation is not my generation, then we need to do everything within our power to make sure that those who come after us have some leadership and some buy-in into their future. Again, it's not ours. We had our opportunities, and nobody told us. Nobody told my generation, we're going to keep our foot on your necks. We were able to be free and do the things that got us to where we are. Now it's time to pass the mantle. The mantle is not baby boomers. It's just not. And that includes politically. We've got to take a look at that. There needs to be a blend. Right? I mean, I look up and my sons are in the mid-40s. They're not my, they're still my sons, but they're not my children anymore. They're their own men. I can't call them my kids anymore. They're not that. They're men. And it is their time to forge their futures. And that's what's missing. One of the main things that's missing is we have not done what we need to do to get out of the way and let that happen. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. Thank you to the listening audience, because where would this radio show be without you? Keep telling somebody about us. We'll keep, you know, doing what we're doing. Let me know when I'm doing the wrong thing, and I'll make the changes, because I don't know everything. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be back on tomorrow. See you later.
Keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. We'll be right back.
the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.